An eclipse today. Donald Trump on abortion. And so many phony preachers. Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. News and stuff. Right after this. Just hard to believe. Could be the biggest travel weekend in the history of America. For what? To see a once-in-a-lifetime event called an eclipse. You know, the way that the devil's been working us over the last few years, I probably put on those glasses or something wrong with them. I'd go totally blind. Oh, I'm just joshing you. An eclipse. What is this thing? It's a cosmic reminder that the universe is not a random collection of just matter and events that happen by chance. No. The cosmos, as we know, way out there, is so finely tuned that we can know precisely where every heavenly body will be 200 years from today, down to the very minute. Do you believe that? These events remind us that the universe is not an accident. You are not an accident. God made the universe, God made you, and God is in control of everything. Isn't that exciting, my friend? I don't know, I'm not too excited about the eclipse today, are you? Oh, you are? Well, forgive me then. I'm going to watch it on TV later tonight, I think. I'll probably be around for the next one. I'll only be 97. Thanks for joining us on Hello World today. What in the world is going on? Where's the sun? Where is, my goodness, today is the day. Warning, everybody. The increased traffic, this nonsensical spectacle of this total solar eclipse today could imperil you. Those of you driving, with researchers warning that fatal collisions increased during previous eclipses, and law enforcement is bracing for this event. Really? There was a 31% increase in fatal traffic crashes in 2017. And even in the days before and after this astrological event, the surge in accidents wasn't linked to the moments of darkness when the moon obscured the sun. We see a significant decrease during that single hour that involves the eclipse, they say. The problem is the surrounding hours when people are traveling to get to their place of observation. And then afterwards, we're especially concerned about the drive home. How's it likened? Oh, it's similar to having 20 or 30 Super Bowls happening all at once. So an add-on to the eclipse here. All kinds of theories out there. A lot has been written. A lot more has been speculated about. I mean, the significance of solar eclipses, period. And specifically this one looming today. Many perceive it as a sign in the heavens, perhaps linked to the biblical second coming of Christ and the end of the age. On the other side, so many scholars suggest the Bible itself debunks all of this, as the authors writing about such events share a sense that the timing of the end of the world as we know it and the coming of Christ is ultimately mysterious and unknowable. That means attempting to predict such timing by means of things like eclipses is the very least not very biblical. So today's eclipse does not provide really any signal, does it, about the second coming of Christ? But that hasn't stopped so many from speculating that it does, and we have arrived. What do you think? What's going on? The Israel Defense Forces on Sunday announced that it had concluded the active invasion stage of the war for now, while leaving the possibility open for a future new invasion of Rafah in deep southern Gaza. In terms of the soldiers there, this means that the IDF has withdrawn all Division 98 in southern Gaza while maintaining one-plus brigades, they say. Although a top official there said that this change had nothing to do with U.S. pressure, the timing was unmistakable in coming right after the IDF's disastrous mistaken killing of 7 humanitarian aid workers last week. That was a real disaster, a real black mark for Israel. So what do you think about book bans? Huh? I'm all for them. In the book of Acts chapter 16, didn't they burn all of those satanic, demonic-related books? Sure they did. Hey, 4,240 titles were banned last year. And you probably expect or at least know a little something about what would be the top 10 targets, do you think? Let's take a look at it. A Nobel Prize winner's debut novel. A Nobel Prize winner. With works about race and gender were among the books most targeted by ban campaigns last year. Gender Queer. Does that tell you anything? Kinda. It's an autobiographical graphic novel written by non-binary author Maya Kobabi. Was the most challenged library book in 2023, according to a report released today by the American Library Association. All Boys Aren't Blue by George Johnson came in second, and This Book Is Gay by Juno Dawson was third. 4,240 different titles, eh? Target libraries. That's a 65% increase over the previous year, according to the American Library Association, highest level ever documented by the group. And conservatives groups, you, me, moms and dads, Christians. Well, we in recent years led a movement to exert more control over books in public libraries and school libraries. Just sit back and do nothing. That's not an answer. We need to speak up. Listening to William Federer recently there in Bristol, Virginia, since one of the biggest problems today is people are just silent. Yeah, not standing up. A lot of it has to do with pride. You don't want to be embarrassed by your position, and pride is the biggest sin in the church today. Well, that's a message in and of itself. Many of the books draw challenges and are written by LGBT queer authors and people of color. Over on the left, shining a light on the harmful workings of these pressure groups is one of the actions that we must take to protect our rights to read what we want. Yeah. Demon-led. All of this garbage, demon-led. And it's getting a lot of attention. Yeah, these things should be banned. I wouldn't want anybody I know and love reading this trash, would you? Well, Christians asking the question for quite some time, where does the Donald stand exactly on abortion? He's kind of remained silent, probably for good reasons. But the Donald on Monday announced his position on whether abortion should be banned or not. And that's following months of not taking a position on the combustible and crucial issue in his 2024 match or rematch with Biden. Trump took to his social media platform on Sunday night to say he would issue a statement on abortion and abortion rights, and in a video posted this morning, Trump explicitly affirmed his support for in vitro fertilization, and he emphasized his support for states to determine their own laws for abortion so long as there are exemptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. Again, going to clash with the Bible here on this one, I think. The states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, or in this case, he says, the law of the state. What do you think? So a lot of discussion out there now about independent presidential candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. and his recent running mate announcement. It sparked an onslaught of attacks. And a reported internal freakout. That's how it's being described from the once very friendly Democratic Party. Again, what experts are saying is the Democratic Party's worst nightmare now. Only in the new Socialist Democratic Party, they should change their name to reflect who they really are now, would the son of Robert F. Kennedy and nephew of Democrat icon JFK be forced from the party that has used their name for decades, all because he has the gall to point out the obvious to every normal American that has an IQ above 40. Joe Biden is not, really never was, but now is not prepared to lead the United States of America for four more years. Oh, anyone with eyes knows that's a fact. Kennedy, from one of the most recognizable and beloved Democrat families in American history, has found himself one of the most popular targets of the left after announcing his candidacy for president. Less than 2 weeks ago, Kennedy announced that tech entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan would be his running mate. sparking a call hosted by the Democratic National Committee that many saw as an indicator the party has now landed in panic mode. Well, I pray that's true, and I pray it's a further sign that they're going down the toilet in the presidential election. My, how we need to get America back to normal and get this squatter out of the White House. So what's the Catholic Church doing? What is the Popey doing today? The Vatican says transgenderism, surrogacy, gender theory all violate human dignity. Really? The Vatican has released a document criticizing all of these things today as affronts to human dignity. What the Dignitas Infinita, or Infinite Dignity, released today. The Doctrine of Faith, and it focuses on threats to human dignity in the modern world today. In the light of Revelation, the Church resolutely reiterates and confirms the dignity of the human person, created in the image and likeness of God and redeemed in Jesus Christ. That's what this document states in its beginning today. See, so some things you do agree with in the Church, right? The Catholic Church? Yeah. So we've been talking about fakes and phonies, especially that guy in the White House, but what about in the church today? He gets attention because he has the largest church in America, Joel Osteen. What a phony. Beware the enemy in the church. He's there. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, watch out for those false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly voracious wolves. That's what they are. The enemy within, you know, any school-going teen raised within the confines of what we would describe as historic Christian worldviews will consider gay marriage as an aberration. But the LGBT queer movement is gaining traction in every nook, every cranny of the world today. This unholy, ungodly, demonic movement will continue to assault the traditional heterosexual marriage between a man and a woman, so the next generation, even among Christians, might consider gay marriage at par with the monogamous heterosexual marriage. Isn't that sad? Given the existential reality, we who subscribe to historic Christianity should be concerned with another entity, not the secular world, but another entity within. I said about America, she will be destroyed within rather than from an outside enemy. The church the same way. How does Osteen gather so much traction? The enemy within can be far more dangerous and destructive than that enemy without. In this context, the enemy within is the group of Christians who actively endorse the queer agenda. You can call them the progressive or the liberal or the postmodern Christians, or I'm not sure what I would call them. Do not be deceived when you observe, oh, Pastor Joel and his wife attending a Lady Gaga gay pride event. Joel Osteen has fallen so far down the ladder into apostasy that his seared conscience doesn't even alert him anymore when trouble is on the horizon. That was the case at the Sirius XM and Pandora merger event in New York City. Joel and his wife Victoria were in attendance at the Lady Gaga Pride concert featuring drag queens, amazingly foul language, the F word everywhere, and the endless glorification of the LGBT queer plus P standing for pedophile agenda. It seems that Pastor Osteen had no problem with attending this event, which is not surprising considering how they have been creeping ever closer to supporting same-sex marriage, and we could do a whole program on that. It's a known fact that Pastor Joel Osteen tacitly endorses the queer agenda. On October the 2nd of 2013, Pastor Osteen, joined Joss Zepps of HuffPost Live for a more relaxed and intimate interview. Zepps read a piece that he liked from Osteen's new book. It doesn't matter who likes you, who doesn't like you. All that matters is that God likes you, and he accepts you, and he approves of you. Zepps followed up by asking, does that include homosexuals? And Osteen insisted, absolutely it does. I believe that God breathed life into every person, that every person is made in the image of God, and you have to accept them as they are on their journey in life. I'm not here to preach any hate or push people down. Osteen is an absolute phony. His dad was a very good preacher. He ran sound for his dad. That was his job in the church. He should go back to, well, I'm not even sure he's qualified for that job anymore. I just can't believe there's so many supporting Osteen, saying he's following Christ's example of going in among the sinners and, oh, we don't want to go there. Just hand me my gun. And finally, a couple of things. Boy, think about this one. Liberals are so upset with Donald Trump, you would think that he stole like 90% of the Haitian relief fund, or he sold 20% of our uranium to Russia, or he deleted 33,000 emails and let innocent Americans die in Benghazi. Oh, boy. For those of you unfamiliar with simple math, facts, if you don't prosecute criminals, crime is down. One guy said he's going to buy 100 blow-up dolls, fill them with helium, and let them go during the eclipse. Many people think the rapture. What? Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this. I know, I don't do it enough. Thanking you for listening to Hello World every day at this time. Thanking you for your prayers for Greg Patton Ministries and Hello World. Thanking you for your support, many of you financially keeping Hello World on the air and Greg Patton Ministries Traveling Salvation Show running, my friend. Again, big thanks. I know this Christian radio station's in the same position and grateful for your financial support. We especially enjoy that during fall fundraisers and share-a-thons at Christian stations, my friend. Support Christian radio and its ministries. It is vital for America. I believe that with all my heart. Again, God bless you, and I know I love you. So if I may, can I ask you a question today? Are you a good person? Are you a good people? Why do bad things happen to good people? I get that a lot. Yesterday, more than one person came to me and said, you know, every time I try to serve God and do the right thing, everything falls apart. Well, that's good. I mean, it really is. I contend today that if you're pretty smooth in your lifestyle today, not too many problems for you, you're probably not living right. Seriously, think about it. Every Christian you know that's really done something for God has had horrendous things going on in his or her world. Certainly true in the Bible. Those that followed Jesus, look out. Death was imminent one way or another. Why do bad things happen? Hey, less and less, unless you're on an equal plane with God and you're not, you can't possibly know all the things that are going on. We would have to, of course, go to Job chapter 1, where God said that this Job guy was a righteous one. He certainly was a righteous man. Are you a righteous man or a righteous woman today? And then in Job 13, I wonder how many Christians could say this today, though he slay me, though he kill me, I'm going to serve him. Is that your attitude today? Whatsoever state I'm in, I want to serve God. I want to honor God. I want to glorify God. That's your thought today? How about Job 1:21? Look it up, my friend. You came naked out of the womb, and you're going back to death the same way. Yep, embalm you, cremate you, whatever they're going to do. But I'm going to serve the Lord, no matter what. How about you? Bad people or good people? Why do bad things happen to good people? There aren't any good people. Read Ecclesiastes 7:20. Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8. Here's the fact, my Christian friend. I don't care how good you are, how many times you read your Bible, pray, serve God, got all Christian friends, do you? And a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, the best one in your county? Yeah, right. You are tainted. You are infected. The only way we win this thing is giving it all to God and letting the Holy Spirit guide and direct us. You'll even be credited for being one spiritual giant if you do that. And of course, again, you want to give all the honor, glory, and praise to God because, let me say again, you are tainted, you are infected. In Luke chapter 18, verse 19, you're going to read this. There is no one good. Why do bad things happen to good people? That's not you, my Christian friend. I can guarantee it's not me. I contend a better question might be, why do good things happen to us bad people? I told the church yesterday, hey, when you come here, and I get all kinds of compliments for preaching, whatever. I'm amazed. None of these people would I want coming home with me and see how it is at the Patton household. I mean, I'm not the bad guy, but I'm not the same guy in the pulpit that I am at home. Why? It's different. I'm God's rep there in church. I'm telling people how to live their life. I'm telling Greg Patton how to live his life from the pulpit, but everything happens. Oh, my goodness. Financial problems, family problems, things breaking down. Had that happen recently? Last week, one of our good church families, what happened? The furnace went out. Oh, yeah, it took 4 days. It was pretty cold here last week, so 4 days without that. At the same time with this family, the sewage, the drains got all plugged up. They had to have somebody come out, so they couldn't use they couldn't use anything in the house. The basement flooded at the same time, and this man just recently went on oxygen, and so the oxygen equipment all failed, all in the same day. One of our good families. Sure, you're going to have trouble, beloved. Now, again, make sure it's not because of your sin. Be sure your sin will find you out. But if you're doing all the things you're supposed to be doing, you know you and God are pretty much on the same page, then just expect it, my friend. Satan will never rest. His demons after you all the time. They will never rest. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So, yeah. Why do you ask that question? I'm trying to serve God. I think I'm really doing that, yet I just have one bad thing happening after another. What is going on? Can I remind you of this, my friend? The worst thing happened to the best person that ever walked this earth. And don't you forget it. Let me repeat that. The worst thing happened to the best person that ever walked this earth. Just expect trouble. You have an invisible enemy out there, and the war is on. Keep your focus on Jesus Christ. Keep doing the right Bible thing, beloved. And God already has given you the victory. And finally, our new golden retriever is in trouble again. Fixing the evening meal last night, steaks, mushrooms, asparagus, oh, all the good stuff. And I left the room, came back, and one of the big steaks was gone. I looked at her. She was smiling. I know she was. Hey, a psychologist is selling a video, teaches you how to test your dog's IQ. Here's how it works. If you spend $19.95 for the video, your dog is smarter than you are. Oh, that's it. I've had my say for another day. Join me on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. And that's the way it is. Monday, April the 8th, 2024. I am Greg Patton. God bless and thank you for your time.